Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
If not now, then when? If not tomorrow, then when?
Which day?
It's a football Friday today, and tomorrow is a football Saturday, and I love Saturday playoff games. You know what I love more than anything? Saturday 3:30 playoff games. We got them right where we want them tomorrow, old Sethers.
Let's get the Chiefs back to where they belong.
Yes.
Which is forever the team that would have promising regular seasons and then flame out in the postseason. Okay?
Long time.
They've had their nice little moment.
Yep.
They've had, they won a championship or something.
Shut up.
So they've had their time.
Yeah.
It's time for them to return to their rightful spot. And not to mention Andy Reid as well.
Yes.
Let's get this franchise and this geriatric coach back to where they belong, which is promising regular season, playoff disappointment.
Yes.
There we go.
And you know who's behind you, Texans? America.
America.
America is behind you. The patriotic thing to do would be to march into Kansas City as an underdog. America at one time was an underdog in a war back in the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you even like America?
Right.
If you're rooting for the Chiefs,
Commie bastards.
Yeah, a little Freudian slip there. I would submit that you don't. I would submit that if you don't, if you're pulling for the Chiefs in this game, that you hate America. And frankly, I can't abide that. I can't stand by that. If that's your opinion,
is it a coincidence or is it planned that their team colors are the same as the Soviet flag back in the 80s?
I don't think it's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And China. They basically
China
got the
too.
Hunt, the Hunt family got together and basically said, "Look, we can see which way the wind is blowing.
That's right.
It's blowing from the." Thrown from the east end over across the Siberia into America, and we're just going to go full commie.
This just dawned on me. The biggest upset perhaps in the history of team sports, red, white, and blue, the Texans colors.
That sounds good to me.
Against red and gold, the Soviet colors back in the day. USA.
Was gold part of the Soviet colors?
Yes, their letters were yellow on the Soviet uniforms. I thought they were. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought they were. If they weren't then their main color was the same, which is red. Red versus the red, white, and blue. You know what's at stake? Democracy right now. Democracy is at stake with this game.
You're exactly right. The flag is red and yellow.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job.
Yeah, I was getting nervous.
That's a pretty simple one for me to not know, given my vast knowledge of Cold War history.
What's Cold War aside, what's your excitement level for this game right now? Because I feel like I think you knew that by the end of the week you were going to be at a fever pitch for this
game. I've watched enough highlights of the Texans defense, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, Danico Dam Autry, Mario Edwards. I've watched enough defensive highlights that I feel like, all right, after this long layoff, Pat Mahomes will set a record for amount of time, amount of a layoff before he ends up playing in the playoffs. previous record held by Warren Moon. And the defense will be humming, and that's what I'm excited to watch and see. The Chiefs should be favorites. The Chiefs, especially as they return to health at the end of the year. And I say return to health. I mean, they, like, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, hadn't been around the entire season. Yeah. He played two games towards the end of the year before everybody rested. But this is, this is gonna be a fun one, and I think a much better game than a lot of people would expect or anticipate. Mostly because I think there's a perception of the Texans based on that 3 games in 12 days that turned it way more negative than it should be. Now, don't get me wrong. It was notable and significant that the Ravens and the Chiefs went through that same 12-day stretch and looked really good and very competent. But I think because the Texans had to go through that and also deal with the loss of Tank Dell, like almost smack dab in the middle of those three games, it's colored our perception of the Texans, and that game last week righted the ship a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. The biggest swings in reaction to the Texans happen after nationally televised games is a coincidence. I think we cover them day to day here. The fact of the matter is the nation has not had a huge taste of this version of the Texans the last 2 years until they're kind of floundering in some midseason primetime game. You know, they're losing to the Jets on Halloween. They're coughing up a 20-point lead to the Chiefs in a Sunday night football game, the two games you just pointed out. And so then they go and they decimate the Chargers, and now they're not everybody's darling, but the same people who were completely writing them off last week, like completely writing them off in a coin flip game at home, now I feel like, at least other than a few notable exceptions, are going, okay, well, they got a shot in this one here. Like, if the defense is like that, they're going to give Patrick Mahomes everything he can handle.
Even though the spread is 3 times higher in this game. I think that the other big X factor that people outside of Houston or even in Houston might not give as much credence, but for me means a lot, is just the simple presence of Azeez Alshire. That game against the Chiefs, which by the way, was a competitive game, even though it didn't feel like it. The Texans had driven down to be in a very good position to score in the fourth quarter and tie up the game. Credit to the Chiefs, they were the better team in the fourth quarter. C.J. Stroud made some mistakes, and the Texans fell apart, but it wasn't like they were getting run out of the building, and that was on the road in Kansas City.
Think about the vibe of that game. If Tank doesn't hurt his knee on that touchdown,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, if he and I'm not talking about CJ's reaction to, I'm talking about, like, the Texans were actually moving the football with Tank out there. Instead of an ambulance coming onto the field after that touchdown to tie it up, or should have tied it up if Kaimi makes the extra point, instead of an ambulance coming onto the field and the game hitting a complete stoppage for 20 minutes, you got a celebration at 17-17, and Kansas City's, feeling a little bit of heat in that moment.
Let me put that in 5 reasons to hate Kansas City.
Okay.
That little, like, wannabe MASH unit ambulance that they brought onto the field.
Okay.
That made everything feel that much worse.
Yeah.
It looked like he was being shipped home from Korea.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate that.
Okay.
Didn't appreciate that at all.
I'm writing that down because I've got the 5 reasons already set and loaded for 8:25. But admittedly, it's tough when you play a team 3 weeks before. You know, our attempt at this is to try to be original with this, which is really hard to do with divisional games every year because there's two per year. This was a tricky one because I'm like, man, they just played these guys 3 weeks ago, and I had to come up with material then.
Well, the other, like, since then, Pat Mahomes has had a kid apparently.
Well, don't give them away. Let's workshop these a little bit and save them for later. But that. Mahomes has had a kid.
I was just going to throw it out there in my reasoning, but okay.
Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mike, you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Goal on the show is to not piss you off in the first segment.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I thought about that this morning. I think I made you angry in the first segment yesterday. I'm like, all right, my goal is to not.
You
make
corrected me on something I was right about in the first segment.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I misunderstood.
Just don't do that.
I misunderstood you. Is what happened. I misunderstood. Anyways, all right. So the injury report yesterday. So you mentioned Aziz. Are you nervous that he didn't practice at all the last couple of days?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to play no matter what. But Aziz's athleticism and his ability to hit, and mostly, I mean, his gray matter more than anything else, especially going back and watching that game. There were times in that game against the Chiefs where the Texans were trying to do the simulated blitzes and everything, and then linebackers were getting picked off. Legal picks, really, Travis Kelce is really good at legal picks, and rubs, however you got to call them to make them legal. And like that kind of stuff, if you're trying to confuse Pat Mahomes, it ends up working out exactly the opposite if you don't have everybody just dialed in. And I think Aziz is a huge part of that, obviously. I think he'll play. I just hope that his injury, or however banged up he is, isn't enough to keep him out a little bit.
I think
at the very
least,
we know if Aziz is on the field, Pat Mahomes will not be pulling any of that fake slide nonsense.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. And if he does, then Aziz is going to be in line for potentially a 9-game suspension or something. Like, he's going to make him pay for it. Mm-hmm. What about Joe Mixon not practicing the last couple days?
I think that's hey, he's a running back. He's had an ongoing, you know, lingering ankle issue, and they're just going to take it as easy as possible. Yeah. Now, I almost wonder if maybe the silver lining in that, if his ankle is bothering him more than usual, is that sometimes forced innovation ends up being a really good thing. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, like, man, why are they not using Joe Mixon more as a receiver, especially when the running game isn't going well? And that's one way to save a little wear and tear is, like, okay, we're going to spring him out there as a receiver more often. Maybe Damian Pierce gets a few carries, which Tennessee Titans performance notwithstanding, I still get a little bit nervous about. But it could provide some wrinkles that the Chiefs haven't seen by necessity, but it's still a wrinkle. So, and I would love to see Joe Mixon used more as a receiver. This is the fewest number of receptions he's had in a season in quite a while, in 4 or 5 years. And especially in games where the Texans have struggled running the ball, I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
But I'm all for it. I think Mixon's going to be fine.
Okay, Robert Woods he hasn't practiced all week with a hip injury. So I do wonder who's returning punts if Robert Woods isn't there, because
Derek Stingley.
That's what I threw out there yesterday, and I was told by a few people. I got the equivalent of "you don't know ball" from a few people.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody would ever put a star player out there as a
who returned punts at LSU for double-digit yards per return.
Well, what were people's concerns? That it would be
injury.
Too physically taxing for him, or injury?
Yeah, you would be exposing, arguably, your best player. You'd be exposing him to injury.
Yeah, okay, you'd also be exposing him to greatness. Sorry, everybody. It's football. Will everybody stop being so scared of getting hurt? Yeah, injuries happen. Derek Stingley, it's one game versus the Chiefs in which you're a vast underdog, okay?
Well, and if you
realistically,
lose,
oh no, there's a chance he's going to get injured. Yeah, you know what? There's also a really good chance you're not going to win this football game.
Right.
Put him out there.
Right.
Let him play football.
Yeah.
Let Derek play.
There's no game next week if you lose. Like this is the all your starters are in the bullpen game. Everything is available. Everything's on the table.
Right. Yeah. We would put Garrett Cole in as a reliever in this game.
Or to return punts. Yes.
Yes.
That would be fun.
God, no. Boy, he'd be awful with that.
That would be fun.
Oh, the ball's coming right at me.
Garrett Cole. Yeah, I need Garrett Cole talking trash to Patrick Mahomes. Just two Kermits yelling at each other. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're off and running on a football Friday. All right. Up next, the six-pack. We'll dig into some of the storylines, the people, et cetera, that matter in this game. I'll give my prediction. Seth will give his prediction in the 9 o'clock hour. Bobby Slowick interviewed for the Jets job yesterday too. A little react to that we'll get to among Jets Nation in the next segment as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.